I'm Jordan Richards. I'm going to be on Totally Patriots. Make sure you come check it out.
5-0 and back at Gillette Stadium. There's no place like home for the Pats and Totally Patriots. Coming up, it's all about the brain.
You want to be the perfect football player? Be self-disciplined.
Find out how it keeps the team pushing toward another Super Bowl and how they do that. Plus, Silver Salinga has nerves of steel on game day. Watch him show off his courage on Tilted.
If Jurassic Park was real, I'd go and do it. I'd go hang out with him if they didn't kill me.
And this rookie shows he's got heart in Pat's chat.
It takes a lot of sacrifice.
While Totally Challenge has him skipping down memory lane.
Oh, I forgot again.
Click your heels three times. Totally Patriots starts right now.
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. All right, I gotta say it. It has been a glorious week, basking in that huge win against the Colts on Sunday. Guess they ran out of luck. Speaking of luck, Andrew Luck went to Stanford with our very own rookie, Jordan Richards. Let's get to know him a little bit better in this week's Patch Chat.
Name's Jordan Richards from Folsom, California, which is outside of Sacramento. Pretty small little town, big into sports and got great schools out there. Love growing up there. My mom, my dad, my sister, good people, good family. Was blessed to have the opportunity to go to Stanford and complete school there. And now I have the opportunity here with the Patriots. I mean, Stanford was incredible. It was the hardest thing I had done up until that point with school and football, but I've grown so much from it and so appreciative of the opportunity to go there. My parents are both from the East Coast. My mom's from Queens. My dad's from Natick, Mass, which I know is out here. I haven't been out there yet, so I got to go see where he grew up, the old stomping grounds. I'm extremely interested in automobiles and cars, and even though I'm driving my grandmother's car right now, which I know many will laugh at, one day I'm going to have a nice little collection for myself. My grandmother's car is a 2004 Hyundai Elantra. Dream car, either a Porsche 911 or a BMW M5. I describe myself as on the low-key kind of funny and sarcastic. I'm usually quiet to begin with, but once you kind of get to know me, I have a little bit of a sarcastic side. It really is kind of spur of the moment things and with people I'm real comfortable with, so you know the joke goes well. But I don't actually have jokes off the top of my head. It's kind of more a observational type, Seinfeld type thing. There you go. A little bit about me, Jordan Richards. Can't wait to come see what these kids are going to ask me.
So wheels are wheels anyway, right? But I know personally I'd much rather push grandma's whip than any Porsche in this New England snow anyway. It gets pretty rough out there. All right, and another thing. I'm tired of dudes saying, I'm so shy until you get to know me. None of you guys are shy. You're just a little nervous on camera, aren't we all? All right, let's see what the students can get out of Jordan Richards in this week's Pats Chat.
Totally Patriots.
All right, thank you, Ashley. Good morning. Welcome into the hall here at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Here with some students from Keefe Tech. We love this part of the show. We get to meet the players already. Let's bring them in. Make some noise for Jordan Richards. Welcome in. Come on in. Get comfy. We got some questions for you.
I would like to know, what's your drive for being the best football player you can be?
What's my drive? My drive is, I've had a whole lot of people in my life, between my parents and teachers and coaches, that have invested a lot in me. So I'm just trying to do the best I can with the opportunity that I have here.
What got you into playing football?
What got me into playing football? My dad. My dad played football when he was young, through college. And so then I started playing football when I was 8, and he was one of my coaches. And so it's kind of now a football family.
Who's your biggest influence or role model on the team now?
On the team now? Probably Matt Slater.
Yeah, well, Slater. Go ahead. Does he give you advice?
And he's, since the day I've got here, he's just been so helpful in terms of the transition, coming from college to the pros. And is always has wise words and is looking out for us rookies out there.
Who helped you to get where you are now?
What helped me? Listening to my teachers and doing my best in school, because my parents had this rule. I mean, you're not going to be able to play sports unless you're doing well in school. I took that seriously, and so I just tried to always do my best in the classroom and then also on the field.
Do you have any advice for anybody who's watching, any football players, young aspiring players who want to be in the NFL?
I mean, it takes a lot of sacrifice, and whether that's in the books and on the field. And so you got to be able to do the things that are right at all times and not just when people are watching.
What's your favorite hobby or things to do?
Favorite hobby? So I'm a big James Bond 007 fan, so I like spy novels and reading that kind of stuff. That's what I'll sometimes do on the plane every now and then.
Favorite Bond villain, favorite Bond movie?
I mean, I'm really excited for this next one coming out. Let's see. I guess it'd be the most recent film would be my favorite, yeah.
Favorite book?
Favorite book? Growing up, my favorite book was Holes. Holes is my favorite book growing up.
What's your favorite kind of music to listen to?
Favorite kind of music? I'm actually not a huge music person, really, at all.
Really?
Really.
What does that mean?
I'll just kind of go with whatever somebody's got in the locker room, but for the most part, my iPod's not very big. I really, really care less.
Wow.
Was your childhood dream to become a football player?
My childhood dream. I guess it would be. I guess it would be probably when I hit about middle school. I really wanted to play in high school. And then when I got to high school, I really wanted to play in college. And then when I got to college, I really wanted to play in the NFL. So, yeah, I guess it would be.
What's your favorite memory in college?
My favorite memory in college? Definitely it'd be winning the Rose Bowl my sophomore year against Wisconsin. And seeing the confetti fall. One of the coolest things, they had a flyover at the beginning of the game. And I think it was a B-2 bomber. That was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Kind of flew over the stadium. So that whole game was probably my most memorable college experience.
Jordan Richards is in the house, you guys. Make some noise. We got more with him coming up in just a few minutes. Totally Challenge.
Coming up on Totally Patriots. Just what is this big guy doing?
It's kind of weird.
Find out on Tilted. Plus,
although most people know its importance, very few know how it really works.
Self-discipline is on the brain, and Professor Fritz tells us why and how they do that.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bose, the official sound of the Patriots. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Patriots.
This is Devin McCourty, and my first job was a cashier at Target. I was one of the best cashiers they had. Senior year in high school, they were kind of mad I had to leave to go to college and play football, but I'm happy I chose that career path over being a cashier. But I loved every minute of it, except for standing a little too much.
I love finding out what these players did as their first job. My first job, a caddy at a golf course. My dad used to tell me, 2-bag limit, that way I would get a little stronger. Not really sure how that worked out. Silver Salinga, though, his first job was at a Taco Bell. It just makes me want an enchilada or something. Let's find out more about Silver in this week's Tilted.
Hidden talents. Well, I would like to say I can sing good, but my girlfriend don't think that. Very flexible. It's kind of weird. Most embarrassing moment, probably when I was playing high school football. I went in for a tackle, one of my guys jumped on me, one of my teammates, and he pulled my pants down. Yeah, I just rolled and pulled my pants up, and yeah, it was kind of too late. Everybody started laughing at me. Afraid of spiders. No matter how small or big it is, I'm afraid. If I could have any superpower, it would probably be the teleport. Just because it would save me a lot more time to go places. Growing up in a big household, it was chaotic. When the food was put out, it was do or die. You either get to the table or you don't eat. I'd always annoy everybody just because I was the baby of the family, so it didn't mind me because I had my mom on my side. My favorite dinosaur would probably be a Triceratops. Land Before Time, yeah. I thought that was the dopest cartoon ever, cartoon movie as a kid. And I don't know. I just always thought they were cool just because, if they wanted to headbutt anything, they could just run right through it. If Jurassic Park was real, I'd go and do it and go hang out with them if they didn't kill me.
Always impressive to see a guy that size and that kind of strength with that kind of flexibility. Definitely going to come in handy out on the field one day. Football is about a lot more than athleticism. You need a lot of skill. That's what Jordan Richards' advice is all about. Self-discipline, extremely important. What is it? How does it come into play in football? We check in with Professor Fritz right now and how'd they do that.
Hi, I'm Professor Fritz. You might be wondering how I spend so much time in the lab making the better football player. That's easy. Self-discipline. It's how you control your actions in order to accomplish your goals. It's an essential part of life and football. And although most people know its importance, very few know how it really works. The cerebral cortex is the outer layer of the brain. We're going to focus on the frontal lobe and the three aspects of the brain that deal with self-discipline. The dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, or DLPFC, the orbitofrontal cortex, or OFC, and the anterior cingulate cortex, or ACC, also an excellent basketball comp. The process actually starts with the ACC. It recognizes temptations and conflicts. It is the DLPFC's job to keep you on task. The OFC then predicts what can happen based on the given outcome. Once you make the decision, the OFC records what happened and stores the information for next time. Sounds simple? But researchers have found one difficulty. When subjects were asked to perform a task that required self-discipline, it was much harder to maintain it on the following task. Researchers don't know why that is, but it makes trying to stick to something a lot harder. But the ACC is there to help. Experiments have shown that the ACC is constantly trying to correct mistakes and offer suggestions on how to fix it. So when you make an error, your ACC pushes you to try harder and to do better next time. Studies have shown that people who perform better after making a mistake had less anxiety afterward. And you know what that leads to? Self-confidence. So there it is. You want to be the perfect football player? Be self-disciplined. Make the effort to stick to the decisions you've made. And if you falter, don't despair. Keep at it, and your hard work will pay off. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we stay self-disciplined.
Totally Facts, New York. Did you know a person could eat out in New York City every single night for 54 years and never go to the same restaurant twice? Coming up, the Totally Challenged Table is out for Jordan Richards. You won't believe what one student dares him to eat.
Not horrible.
You want to finish it?
I'm going to leave that there.
All right.
I'll come back after.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Patriots.
How do you get from Jets center Nick Mangold to Patriots linebacker Rob Ninkovich? Nick Mangold is the brother of Olympic weightlifter Holly Mangold, who appeared on The Biggest Loser with trainer Jillian Michaels. Michaels works with NFL Play 60, along with NFL analyst Deion Sanders, who played in the 1992 World Series with pitcher John Smoltz. Smoltz was on the Red Sox in 2009 with second baseman Dustin Pedroia, who participated in a charity event hosted by Patriots linebacker Rob Ninkovich. And that's your 6 degrees.
Deion Sanders is the only guy to have played in a World Series as well as a Super Bowl. Gotta give you props, Deion, because that is really tough. However, not as tough as the test that we love here on Totally Patriots. Jordan Richards, get ready. It is time for Totally Challenge.
All right, thank you, Ashley. Welcome back into the hall here with some students and Jordan Richards. It is time for Totally Challenge. We love this. It's kind of like a truth or dare. I'll kick it off with a would you rather. Would you rather be able to go back in time or ahead into the future?
Back in time.
Why?
Back in time. I find history. That's how I kind of nerd out with history. I find history just really interesting and just kind of how, I guess, the world has evolved and how we've gotten to today.
Truth or dare?
I'll go dare. What you have for me?
Sing a little teapot with hand motions.
Sing a little teapot with hand motions. This is going back. All right. I can't remember the hand motions. Okay. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is... Oh, I'm forgetting. Here is... my awesome. Here is my handle. Here is the spout. What comes next? What's the next verse? Help me. I need help. What's the next verse? What's the next line of this thing?
When I get all steamed up.
When I get all steamed up.
I just shout.
Tip me over and pour me out.
Tip me over and pour me out. There you go.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my... Oh, I forgot again.
Handle.
Here is my handle. Here's my spout. When I get all filled up, I shout.
Tip me over and pour me out.
Tip me over and pour me out.
There you go. Give it up for him. Make some noise.
I apologize.
truth or dare?
After that, I'm thinking I'm on the truth. I'll go dare.
Dare?
Go ahead.
Eat or drink tapioca pudding.
Okay.
Here's your option, by the way. If you don't like the dare, you can ask the student to do that too as well. So if you don't really want to eat it, you can turn it around. So it's up to you.
I'll save you here. I just have one spoonful.
There you go. Grab it. Just like one spoonful.
This does not look good. It looks like it has not been refrigerated.
How is it?
Not horrible.
You want to finish it?
I'm going to leave that there.
All right.
I'll come back after.
Would you rather be the first to discover aliens or the first to discover T-Rex?
Definitely aliens. I don't think my discovery of the T-Rex would last very long.
Would you rather live your life in a small capsule in outer space or a small submarine at the bottom of the sea?
Small capsule from outer space, so I could look at the world and hopefully other planets.
Nice.
As opposed to being underwater.
Anything else you want to eat off that tray before we let you go?
I'm going to let that stay there.
He's good. All right, you guys, make some noise. Jordan Richards in the house. Unbelievable. Great job. Thank you.
Tuned in. Here's what the Pats have been up to on social media.
Honey, we are home. We are back at Gillette Stadium. We got to get out of here, though. We got to get ready for the Jets. But before we do, let's take a look at some of our big-time plays from our win against the Colts. We'll see you next week.
So long is the big Gronk spike. Big, big second half for number 95. Whatever they gave him at halftime, I want some of that.
And the kick is blocked by Jamie Collins. Collins came running right up the middle.